From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea Monday at an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council.
The United States will look at every country that does business with North Korea as a country that is giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions. And what we do on North Korea will have a real impact on how other outlaw nations who seek nuclear weapons choose to conduct themselves in the future. The stakes could not be higher. The urgency is now.
Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is, quote, begging for war, with his actions including his recent largest nuclear test to date. She said the U.S. doesn't want war, but our patience is not unlimited. President Trump and his counterpart in Seoul on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger United Nations sanctions against North Korea. The South Korean President Moon Jae-in also has asked the UN to consider blocking oil shipments to the North. White House officials did not mention oil sanctions against North Korea, but they said President Trump and Moon broadly agreed on all major points in their 40-minute-long telephone call on Monday, a day after North Korea triggered a global storm of protest by detonating a nuclear warhead underground that it said was a hydrogen bomb. A White House statement said both leaders underscored the grave threat that North Korea's latest provocation poses to the entire world. This is VOA News.